She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a fascinating discussion with folks I know here that are Iranian. Many of them refugees. One of my boys, who's a very successful businessman, and this is intriguing. I'm going to ask Seppi this in a second. He has a hell of a story. He's a refugee. He wants to be back home. He's literally celebrating these bombings because he wants freedom for his Iranian relatives and family, and really can't wait to go back there. However, comma, he was ambivalent at best about coming on the air. He had real trepidation. Feels like many people discriminate against him because he has an accent, that it might hurt his business, and he didn't want to come on the air. And it made me a little sad, because this is a moment that most Iranians haven't seen. There is this belief that this is it. This is the chance. And one of those folks is Seppi Miller. Hi, Seppi. How are you?
Hi. Thank you. I'm doing okay.
You're a refugee Iranian, right?
Yes.
Tell us your story. Your story is amazing. Tell us.
Thank you. Well, I was born in Iran, and my aunt at 15 was executed by the regime just for going out and protesting against the Islamic Republic. And that regime, a few months later, executed my uncle.
Wow.
And when you have executionists in the family, they come after everyone. My dad worked for Johnson & Johnson before the revolution, and he was able to forge our visas and said, we're going on vacation to Germany.
Wow.
And the second we got to Germany, we fought for asylum. I grew up in a refugee camp from kindergarten all the way through third grade.
Wow.
We learned German, and then later on moved to New York City, where my aunt sponsored us. And we moved to New York, lived in a 400 square foot apartment above her restaurant. And later on, learned the language, learned the culture, and went to college. And now I'm here in Pittsburgh, raising two beautiful boys.
It is my experience, and believe me, I live it every day, that refugees and immigrants are more grateful for everything in America than most Americans, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know the opportunities that are here. We know that, you know, my birth country, unfortunately, we had to flee, but we knew that, you know, the best opportunity is to come here and work hard. And, you know, when you're in this country and you work hard and you follow the rules, you can become very successful.
Hey, you heard my story about one of my friends, very successful, owns a really big roofing company.
Yes. Has
trepidation about coming on the air and telling his story, that folks might use it against him and his business. That sort of narrative does exist, does it not?
It does. You know, I was asked, you know, after the interview I had with you, I was asked if I could also refer a few other people, other Iranians here in our community. And people also had the kind of same fear, which
yes.
I was shocked by. And, you know, for me is I can't wait for the world. I can't wait for people, your listeners, everyone to know our story, to know that Iranians don't represent the regime. We are victims of this regime. And we want the same things anybody else wants. We want freedom of speech. We want stability. We want democracy.
Hey, they killed 7,000 people in a friggin' couple days about a month ago just because they were out in the streets. Come on, this has to stop.
It wasn't,
sister.
It was 40,000 people. Wow. It wasn't seven. It was 40,000 people.
Wow.
And now we are hearing, and it's been 5 days now, that they're using the people who just went protesting, peaceful protesting, they're now using them as human shields.
What
this
do you
is
mean?
What this regime stands
How? Explain. Please, Seppi.
They're taking them into the bases where the bombing is happening, where and using them as human shields.
Oh, gosh.
This is what's happening right now.
Men, women, and children.
Men, women, and children. There is no this regime is so brutal, and I want your listeners to understand that this is not a war just with Iran. This is a war. This is a war with this regime. Is what created the chaos all over the world. We are its first victims, but they don't stop. They're not going to stop until we finally can get rid of this regime once and for all.
Hey, Seppi, do you have any contact with anyone in Iran right now?
We are, you know, the internet has been shut down, of course.
Yeah.
They don't want any internet there. They don't want the Iranian people to hear how hopeful we all are. They don't want the Iranian people to see that our millions of Iranians outside the country are in the streets celebrating the death of the leader and the hope and the excitement that we have that this regime is at its end.
Hey, give me your emotional state as you watch these news conferences, as you watch these bombs fly, as you hear the numbers that the Iranian military is becoming depleted and that we're getting closer and closer to a complete collapse. You want this, do you not, Semi?
Absolutely. Again, as I said, this regime is brutal. They, you know, the peace talk, everything that people, other news are talking about, there was a peaceful conversation. And this regime is not peaceful. I mean, look what they're doing now. Look, we've talked about let's have these peaceful conversations. Let's get along with here. Let's really come to Iran and see if you have any nuclear. This regime is a lying, brutal regime. We want the end of this regime. And fortunately, you know, we have, you kill, you know, you get rid of one of their leaders, another one gets voted in, not by the Iranian people. This is still part of the regime. And it just keeps coming until, as I've said, these are like cockroaches. You get rid of one, 10 more comes out.
Wow.
So you have to get rid of them once and for all.
Seppi
for
Miller. Hey, Seppi, if you spoke like this, like you're talking to me right now, in Iran, you and your entire family would be executed. Yes?
Of course. Yes. I mean, look what they're doing for the, you know, they talked about the schoolgirls coming out and taking their hijab off and saying, you know, enough. We just want the basic freedom just to walk outside without having your hair covered. This is not our culture. This is not our religion. This is brutal what they're doing. They're silencing us and we just want the basic rights. Of course, they would either stone me to death. They would come after my entire family. And right now we saw something else that people are even in their homes are screaming, you know, death to the regime, and they're shooting at the buildings.
Oh, I saw that this morning. Yes, if they even hear anyone yelling out the windows, they try and kill them.
Yeah, they're killing him. I mean, this is a brutal government. And, you know, a lot of my American friends are like, Seppi, thank you for educating us. Because a lot of times, you know, the media here, they want to, you know, obviously, you know, different media talk about different things and they have their own agendas. But I, coming from that side of the world, seeing it, fleeing it and seeing what my parents had to go through just to protect us and take us outside of that country during that time. I'm educating as many people as I can and talking about my story. And I want people again to know that the Iranian people are not the regime. The Iranian people are the victims of this regime.
Oh, I love you. You're amazing to me. Hey, do you have family there right now?
I do. I have cousins, uncles, aunts.
Wow.
I do. Yeah, a lot of them. And you know, again, it's unfortunate. Because
could they be dead? Could some of them be dead?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have my friends here who said, you know, they talked to their family members, and it was mom and dad and brother, and they said, hey, we're going protesting.
Oh.
And she was like, please don't. And that's it. She has not heard from them because there's no way of contacting anyone in Iran right now. So who knows?
How do you view President Trump?
He is the first one to punch these bullies in the face. And we thank him every single day. If you see the celebrations that are happening all over the world, we are saying, thank you, Mr. Trump. Thank you for finally standing up to these bullies. Thank you.
You know, something they rarely say the same damn thing. They love him. He's Superman to them.
I know. And we're, you know, we're watching TV and we're seeing that the other Arab countries saying, you know, they're saying that this regime is brutal. So this is not about Islam.
Oh, no.
The second we talk about this regime, people are like, oh, we're not talking about this religion. We're talking about this brutal government.
I love you. I'm a big fan. Joanna Dovin wants to send all these clips all over the world, and we're going to do that. And I'll get them to you as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, I love you. You're fantastic. You know what you do? You speak truth to power, my friend.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare.
I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties.
I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Did you hear her story, man? Come on. Come on. Sounds very similar to refugees from Germany, quite frankly. Honestly. Family members killed, refugee camps for years, living in fear, moving to Germany, learning German, moving to New York, learning English. Wow. The immigrants that I know, they respect and admire America more than we do. I see this. Their work ethic's crazy, like hers. I just think because they've seen the other side, no food, no water, no electricity, dead relatives. We haven't. I think it's our obligation to make our kids aware of what I call the real world, because our kids, and God bless them, we take care of them, we love them. They live in this bubble of ignorance. Yeah. It's on us to make sure they're not ignorant and they understand her story. Her story is amazing. Her kids have no idea what mommy's been through. Mommy's lucky to be alive. Man. What's amazing is you go out in the streets in Pittsburgh right now, protest your ass off, throw eggs, whatever the hell you want. You might get a ticket. If she does that in Iran, she's dead and so is her entire family. Perspective, quite frankly. Love that woman. Go ahead, Will. Thanks for your patience.
Hey, Marty. I just want to say, you just made the statement again that most Iranian and refugees and immigrants, and I have all due respects to them. Yeah. But you said they respect and admire Americans more than we do. I got to disagree with you on that.
Depends on the person.
Okay.
How many refugees are you around? How many refugees are you on right now?
I've been not right this minute. I'm in a car.
How many years? How many years has it been? 30?
No. Let me say something.
Hold on.
Just give me.
How long has it been since you've been around a refugee family? 30 years?
Within a couple weeks.
Who?
Within a couple weeks,
who?
Sir. I work at a convenience store. They come in all the time.
And?
Okay. And they come in all the time. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
I try to talk their language.
Go ahead, man. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so all I wanted to say was my great-grandparents immigrated from Slovakia and Budapest, Hungary.
Nice.
They came over here.
Nice.
Okay. My father, who was a Vulture gunner and a prisoner of war in World War II, got buried with an American flag.
Where?
My father-in-law was at the Battle of Okinawa.
That's amazing.
He got buried with an American
flag. That's
amazing. My uncles got buried with an American flag,
Marty.
That's
amazing.
And I'm going to be buried with an American flag in my casket.
Yep.
My family knows nothing but respect. I kiss this ground every day that I hear in America. I'm so happy that I live in this country.
I get goosebumps hearing your story. I love it. I love what you're saying. I feel the same way. Go ahead.
Okay, but please don't. I know plenty of people that love America.
I don't. I know plenty that hate America and that take everything we have for granted. And so do you, by the way.
Marty, when you say...
Then you're living in the dark. Come out of the cave, my man. Everyone doesn't have their hand on their heart. I'm sorry.
Your head's in your sand. I'm sorry, too.
No, you're not sorry.
That's the way I feel, Marty.
Sir, you mustn't watch the news, sir. The angriest country, the angriest America I've ever seen in my career right now. Right now.
Oh, yeah. The protesters, sure.
Who hate America? Who hate America?
I love America.
I know you do.
Most of the people...
I love you. But, sir... To suggest that everybody loves America and all Americans love America is wrong. I'm not disrespecting Americans. I'm saying the folks like that young woman who had relatives murdered, who was in a refugee camp for 2 years, they get it because they were hungry and scared, and we haven't been. The men that I know that are... The most successful men I know, and women, but mostly men because I'm around businessmen that are men most of the time. Not disrespecting successful businesswomen. They wake up feeling two things every single day. Number one, hungry. And number two, afraid. And that's a fact. And every single time I meet an immigrant, whether it's from Italy, Ireland, Bulgaria, Turkey, where my daughter was headed Thursday. Her boyfriend, his family, they're immigrants. Both their kids, 4-0 students at Carnegie Mellon, full rides. Why? Because they get it. Because they work harder. Because they've seen the other side. I'm not suggesting Will's a bad guy. He's a great man. He loves America. But this notion that we all feel the same way in America as refugees who are in camps, no, it's different. They get it. The food tastes better to them. The air is cleaner to them. I had an Irish Catholic nun in our family, Aunt Maggie, who lived through the potato famine in Ireland. And we put her in the car with us, and she was an immigrant. And she'd get into this Irish rant, God bless the streets of America and the food that the children eat in America. God bless the car that drives us to the pizza joint. God bless the church where you get to go to church and have this wonderful dinner. She got it more than we did because we took it for granted. She coveted every single moment. It was amazing to watch.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
True North Stores Beverage Clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
comes the sun. Do-do-do-do. Finish it, Mary. Here comes the sun. And I said,
da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun.
And
it's
I said,
right.
She can sing, man. How are you?
I love it. I'm great. How are you?
Mary Hours. Here's how the... Hey, that's Mary Hours. Hey, that's that Mary Hours girl. She's hot. She's hot. Right?
That's hilarious.
That's what I get all the time.
Hey,
you know that Mary Hours girl. She's hot. Can you tell her for me? Yes, sir. I'll call her right now, you jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
I digress, Mary.
The amount of messages and stuff that I get, it's insane.
Oh, I know. Oh, anyways, as they say here in the Berg. So it's kind of weird what's about to happen in terms of temps, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, normally our high should be like 44 degrees. We're talking the 70s. I mean, Whoa. We have in the next, 10 or so days, we have at least like 5 or 6 days in the 70s.
Whoa.
So it's really warming up. And, you know, we have even our low temperatures in the 50s. We could have some record highs, at least get very close on Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
So we're talking like 74, 75.
Really?
And then, we have a lot of rain to come with it. So it's very spring-like. It's going to feel a little like summer, too, when we're having 70 and sunny on Monday. But I'm excited.
So help me out. Is it over? Are we done with the ice and snow?
You know, we have some cooler days ahead, like normal. So mid-40s, which means our lows could be right around freezing. I don't think we're going to get any big snowstorm. But of course, there's people on social media putting out the Euro model, which is like, you know, through mid-March saying we're not done with snow yet. But look what happened Monday. Look what happened Monday when I was right. I was like, we're not getting slammed. We're not going to get anything. And we literally got nothing.
Hold on. This is why your job is so tough, because you back up a few days from that. I heard Ron saying, we could have another big one next Monday, but because you guys analyzed the models correctly, it changed, did it not, Mary?
It did. We gave Ron a little, we always talk in a group, but we gave Ron a little bit of a tough time. We're like, hey, you cannot say these numbers on air. Like, people are going to take it and run with it. And, you know, he'll just look at a model and, you know, talk about what he's seeing, which is great. That's what we're supposed to do, right? I'm a day-by-day person. I will just, you know, keep it straight is like, we literally don't know. Like, it could change and it will change. That's just the reality of it. If I could give you a forecast 10 days out and be absolutely perfect and right on it, I would be a gazillionaire because I would have some magic powers. Like, it's just not possible, not realistic.
When's your next show? Big show.
Ooh, when do I have another show? Well, I'm singing the national anthem at PPG for the Atlantic 10 conference when they're coming in March.
Wow.
And then I don't think I have one until maybe June after that. And then, I think June, end of June.
She'll talk about an album? Maybe an album?
Town.
Maybe an album?
You know what I really want to do? I really do want to make a Christmas album.
Sure.
Just so my kids can have it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm long gone one day, but I don't know. I do still want to write at least like one song too. So it's always in my mind and tucked away that something on my bucket list.
Mary Ayers, she's hot. Hey, can you say, tell Mary Ayers I said hi and she's hot, Marty. Yes, sir. I'll do that today, sir. Thanks, Mary. You're the best.
Thanks. Bye, Marty.
She's the best. See, Patrick knows her, worked with her for several years. She doesn't kind of get it. She gets it. She grew up here. She lives it. She knows the culture. She knows Yinzerland. Does she not, Patrick?
Oh, she totally gets it.
Yeah, yeah.
Beaver County girl through and through.
Yep, yep. And then there's Gramps. My man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
So, one of the craziest moments of our lives is when we have our first kid.
Yep.
And you stand there and you start bawling.
Yep.
Now, you sent me this gorgeous photograph of this baby, your first
grandchild.
Tell me what happened. Name everything.
Born last Thursday, unfortunately in Virginia, so I haven't had a chance to see her yet.
Aww.
although the wife's down there. I think she
Your wife is.
Yeah, I think she caught a Learjet Thursday morning.
Wow.
And was there in 5 seconds. No. But
the MetaConnect jet, I've seen that.
Brian leases it jet. Out every once in a while. Yeah, there you go. But 6 pounds, 12 ounces, baby girl, Presley Carter. So exciting for sure.
Presley Carter, kind of a Southern name.
From Virginia. You know, I haven't asked the origin. I know they like their music. I don't know if it's an Elvis June Carter thing. I haven't got there yet. So going down Friday, though, and spending the weekend, so I'm sure I'll get more of the inside scoop.
Your wife losing her mind.
Oh, she's pumped. Like I said, she left early Thursday after we got the call. And she said, well, I think I'm going for 2 weeks. I was like, whatever floats your boat.
But you were here Wednesday and you're thinking she might have the baby Thursday. She did?
Well, they told us because she had an appointment on Tuesday and they were like, her due date was Thursday. Like, it's not happening this week.
Oh, I see.
And then Yeah. And her labor was really short for a first baby.
Natural.
It was natural, 12 hours. So she went in at 8 at night and she had the baby at 8 in the morning. So
the boss, Brian, who I love, as you know, he is listening.
Oh, is he?
He said he has a MediConnect jet. He said I get a trip on it. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Boom. Whoop, well, that's whoop. A good man there.
Yes, for sure.
Is he going to call you Gramps?
I don't know. Everybody's trying to call me Gramps, and I'm like, I'm 54. I'm not feeling the Gramps thing. So,
but no disrespect. It's not. It's an adjustment for a man.
It is a big adjustment, right? Because you know, you still want to feel invincible, and you know, I'm not aging and all that. I mean, if my grandbaby calls me Gramps, I'm gonna roll with it, right?
But pop or pop pop or
I'm gonna try to get her to call me something else, right?
Popcorn or
Pap would be fine, you know, as long as she's happy and healthy and life is good, I'll go with whatever. But I might cringe a little for the first year, couple years, if it's grandpa.
So you sent me a text.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of questions about an important topic. Lay it out.
Yeah. So again, I know there's a lot in the news right now on what Trump's doing. But yes. from a pure insurance standpoint, one of the big questions we've got, I would say, over the last 2 to 3 weeks is what's this Trump RX?
Yeah. Right. Introducing most favored nation pricing Trump RX.
Yeah. And again, you know, I don't want to dive deep into it. A lot of it has to do with the GLP-1s, right? Yep. So the Ozempics.
The diet drugs.
Yes. The ones that were initially created for type 2 diabetes.
Morbidly obese.
Yes. But now they're finding that there's a lot of effectiveness in helping people feel full, right?
Yep.
And all of that stuff. So the challenge is, like, let's just look at it from Medicare standpoint really quickly.
I love it.
If somebody is on, you know, Wegovy or Ozempic and they're taking it for weight loss, right now Medicare says no.
Oh.
Right. You know, if they're taking it for type 2 diabetes, Medicare says yes.
Oh.
Right now that's in the process. These are some of the drugs that are actually in the negotiation.
Oh, wow.
For 2026 for the next round a couple years down the line. So that could change.
But ostensibly it would make sense though to include obesity in that because you're saving lives.
Listen, if you lose weight,
right on,
you're going to be healthier.
Right on.
Right. So like to me, okay, maybe that wasn't the intended purpose of the drug.
Right.
But if that is a positive side effect that is not creating a lot of other adverse side effects, then it sure as heck makes sense. But the problem is getting these medications is very, very expensive, right? So, you know, Trump started this, GLP-1s, a lot of them. There's over 40 medications on there now. Whoa. Besides those, right? And they're going to keep building it out. I think the big thing that, you know, not to really focus on the Trump RX is, why does Cuban have Cost Plus? Why do we here locally have Blueberry Pharmacy? Why does Trump have to come out with Trump RX? Like, I think you have to read beyond the tea leaves, if you will. Why are we trying to come up with all of these alternative ways to make medications more cost effective? Why shouldn't we be doing that more naturally?
Hell yeah. And it's interesting you should bring up Cuban. I texted him about this Trump thing. He said, my man, as long as he saves people money, I'm all in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. Because again, I'll say it this way. When it comes to health insurance right now, especially in the Medicare space, the great separator is not the cost of your specialist. It's not how much your blood work costs. It's not even inpatient hospitalization. It's how much do you have to pay for your prescriptions.
Oh, that's the big deal.
That's the big separator now,
wow.
Which should really cause us to open our eyes and say, we have to do something drastically different. Because again, as you said in the very opening of the segment today about how Trump is trying to get our prices similar to where other nations are.
Sure.
And they're literally paying 60, 80% less on some of these prescriptions in other countries. How is that possible?
How is that possible? We're going to find out. Can you hang, brother?
Yep.
It's great stuff. Hang in there, folks. Important. Before I get back to the man, did you hear Paul Alexander? Some jagoff shows up at, I'm texting the judge to get them back. Some idiot shows up at the bar with his bird in his pocket, hammered. The guy's hammered, and the bird has a broken leg. Really? You know, Lance.
Was the bird going DUI?
If you
DUI.
Show up at a bar with your bird in your pocket and you hurt the bird and you're hammered, it's time to reevaluate your life, brother.
I would say that's at the very minimum.
Right. I'm trying to get the report, but my man needs Jesus. You know, I want to go quickly to your background as a minister and how valuable ministers are. There's a priest who was at my church. His name was Father Jim. He's the one who made me believe again. I'm not kidding you, man. He had meaning to everything he said. He died on Ash Wednesday, and I heard that, man. I sit there crying, thinking, that man brought me back to God. I'm not exaggerating, which kind of underlines, and you know this, man, the value of the word of the man standing up there in front. Now, I used to get lectured all the time, don't follow the priest, follow the church. Yep. Hell with that. You generally follow the man and the word of the man, do you not?
Yeah, I mean, they can have big influence,
yep.
Right? There's always risk there,
yep.
Right? Because people are human and they make mistakes, right? But at the end of the day, yeah, there's a lot of influence that can come from that.
And he
that.
Spoke to me like a man.
Yep.
But real, and he didn't judge me because I went off on the church.
Right.
And he made us care again about God and church and Catholic church.
Yeah.
That's the power and the value of a good base and a foundation and a man of God who you believe in, not just the entity, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, I think about it for myself. I had a couple of people that were massive influences on my life because I, youngest of nine kids, broken home, a lot of challenges where I came from, and finding someone that I felt was real, you know, because sometimes they seem so far away.
Right on.
Right, like real, genuine, that spoke to where I was at. It was huge for me in finding purpose for my life.
Right on, brother. Father Jim, love you, my man. So you said something profound. So the biggest thing people see now is the blowing up on them are drug prices. Give me an example.
Yeah. So again, you know, you look at these GLP-1s, right? You know, they got a retail cost in our country, $1,200, $1,400.
Patrick, are they still $1,400 a month?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw a piece in the Wall Street Journal. You can get this pill for like $80 a month. Is that wrong?
No, I don't know if you can get it that low. Okay. I've seen some of them. Like if you go to the Trump RX website, you can see some of these are available for like $149 a month.
A month.
Yeah. So as opposed to $1,200 a month, because there was a time where people were literally having to pay those types of prices out of their own pocket
if they
wanted it, if their insurance didn't cover it.
Hell yeah.
So huge.
Huge. So what are you suggesting?
Well, I'll step back real quick. I think the biggest thing is people need to make sure that no matter if they're on their group coverage, which is a little more difficult, or they're on Medicare, they're looking for the best cost. So one does first step for somebody on Medicare, because that's where we really live a lot, is plan comparison, right? Like if you're paying a lot for your scripts, you need to find out if there's a cheaper way to do it, right?
How?
Reviewing. Again,
but old people, not to be disrespectful, old people don't do that.
Yeah, that's why they need a trusted source. Going back to what we were just talking to about the minister a minute ago, right? You need a trusted source, which that's what we are here.
So you guys will do that for them?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a comparison whether they have a standalone drug plan or if they have a Medicare Advantage plan. There's over 60 of those. So that's the first place you want to start. Second place is just, this is so rudimentary, but I see it. Make sure that the plan that you're using has a preferred pharmacy.
Whoa.
And you're using the preferred pharmacy.
Why is that important?
Because every plan has a price for what they consider a preferred pharmacy or just a standard in-network pharmacy.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And there's two different prices.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. You got it. Because again, think about it. They're getting relationships with certain pharmacies to provide better costs.
Oh.
So they're trying to maximize their cost, your cost, right? So you need to make sure that you're using a preferred pharmacy. So review first, preferred pharmacy would be second. Know that it's okay to go outside your own insurance if you can get the prescription for less.
Wow.
That's big. A lot of people are like, well, this is my insurance plan. I have to use my insurance. Heck no, you don't have to use your insurance. GoodRx, Blueberry Pharmacy, Cost Plus, right? Like, I would look, and that's something else we do. Like when we're sitting down with somebody and we know that there's a prescription that's kind of all over the place on Medicare, a couple good examples would be Celebrex.
Yeah, yeah.
The generic of that. A lot of times that's cheaper on GoodRx than it is on any Medicare plan. Same thing with gabapentin, right? There's just a number of drugs because we do so much of it. It's actually more cost effective to do it outside of your insurance. So people have to be open to that as well, right? But they also need to have somebody who leads them there.
MediConnect, rock stars, man. Rock stars. And my man Lance is the best I've ever known at this. All right, Gramps. You're the man. Congrats again.
You're allowed to call me that.
I think it's cool, man.
You're the man.
It's the magic of our lives, man.
It is. It's unbelievable to think that is the next phase.
And to have one so young, brother.
Come on,
man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How about that?
I didn't get married until I was like 59. Kidding. Colin's next.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.